Flight 11. Flight 175 was hijacked and crashed into the World Trade Center. Flight 77 was hijacked and crashed into the Pentagon. Flight 93 was hijacked and crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
I crawled out of bed to newscasts coming over the television, being in complete disbelief. It seemed like a war of the worlds.
Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky?
I was just shocked. I just couldn't believe it. I didn't realize what was exactly happening until the second plane hit, because the first one it hit could have just been a mistake, but it wasn't.
Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones? Pray for the ones who don't know.
Well, where's my family? My daughter's at school, my son's at school, my wife.
Just the anger that I felt. And how do I get back at these people, and who are they? That was my first thought.
Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue? And the heroes who died just doing what they did?
I think you see a lot more flags on cars, buildings, everything. Even my car, to be honest with you.
And look at yourself and what really matters.
I try to be more careful now and pay attention to a lot of things.
I wouldn't say my daily life's changed, but I have a lot of questions.
Well, you know, a lot of people lost family, so in that respect, I do feel bad for them. But at the same time, we as people, we just have to keep on living our daily lives.
I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things he gave us, and the greatest is love.
What really stands out to me is how, I guess you could say, we as Americans, we did come together.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Not a whole lot I could do, just, went in the back room for a couple minutes, then came back out.
My mom was afraid that they were going to do something to, like the whole entire world.
Like it wasn't real. I mean, just kind of amazed. Still kind of feel that way, I guess.
The phones quit ringing that day. Nobody was calling me for anything. And I remember just breaking down.
Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home?
It's stuff like that. It's an awareness that just can't take every day for granted.
Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep.
Very unnerving. It was very, very sad. Very sad.
My first thought was about, what is this going to mean in terms of war in the world?
Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers? Stand in line and give your own blood.
Hand over the mouth, just, oh my God, I can't believe I'm watching this. And then you're just crying before you know, and you're just like, I don't even know these people, but I'm so upset, I have to walk away. And you had to, force yourself to get back to somewhat of reality.
I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran.
I've never watched the news so much in my life.
I'm really not a news person, but I do, since that happened, I do tend to watch it more now and keep up.
See that ever since it happened, everybody's been a lot more patriotic, a lot more.
I think for the first time, really, it woke up the American people.
I've learned to appreciate things a lot more. I've always had a tremendous self-fulfilling as far as our law enforcement and the fire service. I think you just learn to not take life for granted.
Yeah, I'll mourn those people that we lost in those days, but I'm not going to change anything on that day to where I'm not going to fly or I'm not going to do anything.
But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things he gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love.
It's made me and my family get a lot closer. I didn't realize how much I loved even my little brother.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
We all watched on TV and it said September 11th.
I just left New York the day before. I just missed it by that much.